The Inuit Circumpolar Council just wrapped up a big meeting yesterday in Utqiagvik. Inupiat, Yupik, and Chupik from Alaska and Inuit from Canada, Greenland, and Russia got together to discuss a range of common issues and interests across the circumpolar north. The meeting concluded with the signing of the Utqiagvik Declaration, which will guide the ICC's work for the next 4 years. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig was there and has this report.
In the Utqiagvik High School gym, translators were kept busy for 4 days solid, working to translate content live into the languages of the listening audience: Inupiaq, Yupik, Inuktitut, Russian, English, and Greenlandic. This meeting happens every 4 years when the Inuit Circumpolar Council gets together to set priorities for the next term and elect new leadership. On Thursday, Alaska's own Daily Sambo Durow was elected chair of the ICC. Sambo Durow has been to every ICC General Assembly since the first one was held in Utqiagvik in 1977. This is her first time elected chair.
I am deeply humbled by the recognition and the support and the confidence that people expressed in me.
Sambo Durow is Inupiaq with family roots in Unalakleet. She's also a professor of political science at the University of Alaska, Anchorage. In her closing address, she underscored the importance of Inuit engagement in global decision-making as more and more countries show interest in the Arctic.
We can't underestimate it. We've already seen the growing compounded interest and pressure. Therefore, we must become more assertive about our status and rights to effectively safeguard what is indeed ours: the lands, territories, and resources of the Arctic.
On the last day of the meeting, the ICC passed the Utqiagvik Declaration, a document that outlines some of the ways forward on issues ranging from education and economic development to wildlife management and food security. The Utqiagvik Declaration includes a provision advocating for the phase-out of heavy fuel oil, a type of fuel used in shipping that can present unique cleanup challenges, especially in the Arctic. The UN group that regulates international shipping is currently considering banning its use. James Stotts, the president of ICC Alaska, says the declaration also deals with a range of social and cultural issues. One thing that stood out to him from this year's meeting was the frank discussion of suicide, especially suicide among young people.
It's an issue that's been more or less hidden or silent for a long time. And I heard a very strong desire to bring it out into the open, to discuss it openly.
The declaration directs ICC to hold a summit sometime in the next 4 years on health and well-being that will look at suicide, addiction, and general mental health. The next General Assembly meeting will be held in Greenland in 2022. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.